We're doing Tariag Mitzvot, and we're at the end of the book. We're up to the Mitzvot of the Temple. So we're up to the service of Yom Kippur. So we have a mitzvah to do the service of Yom Kippur. The Torah tells us in Achrei Mos, Bezot Yivaron LaKodesh, the sacrifices he's supposed to bring is Par Ben Bakar. He brings a cow that will sacrifice for his sins, and then a goat for Israel's sins, and a goat that's sent outside, and the Elim, the rams, the sacrifice for the people, and then the seven sheep that are brought as a sacrifice for the day. So you have the whole service in Achrei Mos and in Parshas Pinchas. We're up to Ilchot Me'ilah. So there's a concept of Me'ilah. If a person takes something that was dedicated to the Beit HaMikdash and he uses it for his own benefit, that's called Me'ilah. Let's say he takes it and eats it. Someone dedicated a cake to the temple and he took it and ate it. So then he has to pay the value of what he took plus to add a fifth. The Torah says, Et asher chata min ha-kodesh yishalem b'chamishito yosef alav. So that's another mitzvah. We have another mitzvah that says you may not use the items of the temple. So let's say you have a firstborn ox. So that firstborn ox is dedicated to the temple. The firstborn have to go up to the temple if they're not blemished. You're not allowed to use it to plow your field. That's also a type of me'ilah, where you take something that belongs to the temple. Next, we have a prohibition that we're not allowed to shear their wool. Once the animal was dedicated to the temple, everything about the animal belongs to the temple. So you're not allowed to shear the wool. We have a mitzvah to slaughter the Korban Pesach on time. We have a mitzvah that when we slaughter the Korban Pesach, we may not have any chametz in our possession. We have a mitzvah that when we eat the Korban Pesach, we have to eat it on time and not leave anything over to the next morning. You have to finish it by the morning, because whatever's left over to the morning has to be burnt. The Torah gives us a mitzvah that the Pesach must be eaten roasted. We may not eat it when it is raw or cooked. You're not allowed to cook it in water. It has to be roasted by fire. The Torah gives us a mitzvah that we're not allowed to take from the meat of the Paschal offering outside the group. You have to eat it within your group. And you're not allowed to give from the Korban Pesach to a Jew who is an apostate or someone who's not Jewish. You're not allowed to give from the Korban Pesach to a Noahite. And you're not allowed to give from the Korban Pesach to one of your workers, even though he's a hired servant. Anyone who wants to eat from the Korban Pesach must be circumcised. And when we eat from the Korban Pesach, we are prohibited from breaking a bone in the Korban Pesach. So today we learned 12